This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. For today's interview, I've come to meet a very special person. She's a resident of Southborough and she's 101. She's living in her own flat and her name is Joan Alice Page. Joan, do you like living in Southborough?
Yes, it's very convenient. Being halfway between Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells, I get the best of both worlds.
You actually spent your early years in West Kent as well, in Sevenoaks. Where did you used to live in Sevenoaks?
In Hollybush Lane. We were about, I think, two houses below Walthamstow Hall.
You can actually remember the end of the 1920s, and we're now in the 2020s.
Well, I remember sitting on a high stool in David Gregg's, where my mother bought all her groceries.
And that was in Sevenoaks?
That was in Sevenoaks. And a little man on a bicycle with a big basket in the front used to cycle with the purchases, so the lady who'd bought didn't have to carry things.
So what were the shops like in Sevenoaks?
Oh, we had Young's. Young's had furnishing in the High Street and dresses in London Road. And I remember as a little girl, my mother saying, which hat did I like for summer? You know, Panama hats. The saleswoman was quite affronted. She said, do you let the child choose? I remember that. My mother did.
You were an only child. Yes. So you got lots of attention from your mother and father.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're 101 now, but you could easily have died when you were a teenager?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I remember a friend of my father's saying he went white overnight when I got pneumonia. And I was in this nursing home and 10 months or so with a private nurse at home.
So you were very ill, but you survived. And then you decided to go into nursing.
Yes. Yes.
And that was your career.
I found it interesting. My father would have liked me to do medicine, though I don't think he could have afforded it.
So nursing was less training?
Yes.
And you got a wage immediately?
That's right.
You worked in hospitals in London, but then you got a job in the Kent and Sussex Hospital in Tunbridge Wells. What role did you do there?
When I came here, I was matron.
What was that hospital like?
It was very nice, and we had, I thought, quite good surgeons. Ian Henderson was a surgeon. He could be very sharp in the theatres. And I remember waiting for him to come down one day and telling him that I couldn't afford to lose staff. It was difficult enough to get them. And I was very angry. And he said, oh, I like to share it around. I could have hit him. But I had to laugh.
And tell me, you're 101. A lot of people will want to know, what's your secret? How do you keep fit and healthy?
I used to walk a lot. I'm not an alcoholic, to start with. But I'm not a teetotaler either.
Do you eat anything special?
I think I could be a vegetarian, actually, but I like meat. I'd never eat any fast food. I've never had a pizza.
Do you have any message for West Kent radio listeners as somebody who's been living in Britain for 101 years?
I think my motto, if you like, for life has been, if you're in charge, always remember, however cross you are with someone, pick up the pieces and don't let them go feeling defeated. It's awfully important that you care for other people's feelings.
Joan Alice Page,
yes.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.